Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Canadian jazz bassist and composer Carl Mayotte on his new 2022 CD. He is recognized in the world of jazz as an exceptional musician. With his third album, he chose a different approach that he had taken on his two previous albums, where he refined each musical line at length during the writing stage. This time, the emphasis is on spontaneous composition and improvisation for a more organic and personal approach. We get into this and much more. Enjoy.
So nice to speak to you again, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. And, you know, you got new material out. So I guess before we get to the new material, how have things been going as we're coming out of COVID right now?
Oh, they are going very nice. Like, we have this album. We had many shows in the winter, luckily. Here in Quebec, maybe it has been more severe, like the restriction and everything. But we have managed to have maybe 15 show in the last winter, and I have a lot of residency. I have create new music. We have record new material too. So it was, I think, it was a full schedule time. So it was easy not to get some not to relax. Like it's been busy. That was the word I was searching. It have been busy.
Yeah, man, that's a good thing. So, you know, with that in mind, you know, people didn't see live music for so long. What are the crowds like? Do you feel that there's a difference with the crowds?
And, you know, I think there's like many kinds of people, but mostly two kinds of people. Like there's people that was maybe like that have fear of maybe going back because for 2 years we have been like in our homes. But there were some people that were waiting so much for this show, and they will have so much energy. So, no, I think most of it was so fun. People were so happy to be back, and they were very grateful, and they give big ovation. They have some energy, a lot of energy.
Speaking of a lot of energy, live shows, and all of that good stuff, and getting back to it, you have a brand new CD.
Escal.
Okay, Escal. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I pronounced it right.
I don't know how do we say it in English, like when you take a flight but you wait in another city. For example, you want to go to Budapest but you go to Paris before and take another flight to Budapest, for example. So how do we say it in English? I'm searching.
Layover, stopover, something like that, yeah. Talk to me a little bit about this album. If it's kind of a stopover, what does that mean for you?
You know, this album, the creation of this album has been completely different from my two previous. For example, it's not the same musician. First of all, it was supposed to be like a more bass solo album, like I would be alone on it. But as I create the piece, I said to myself, because I'm sometimes creative and I have ambition, so I said, maybe I can put some percussion, I can put some other instrument. There's an harmonica too, there's a Turkish instrument called the kanun, there's piano, there's many things I sing on the album, so it's very rare. And the big difference too is how I compose the piece. Normally, like when I compose my piece, it's a long process, and for months be on my desk composing in my head, and sometimes it can create me not anxiety, but like it's very stressful thing. But I love it, you know. It's like to do some sport for me. But for this album, it was more like improvisation. I play with my bass. This is the way I compose. So it was more like on the moment composition. So this is the biggest difference, and that's why I call it stopover. You know, it's like a stopover in my normal way of composing music, and I think people will hear it. You know, it's less like jazz rock fusion. It's more like calm. We're going like more in a vibe of ECM album and this kind of music.
Talk to me a little bit about what you hope the audience gets from this album.
I hope they would see another perspective of me, of my music, of my playing. I think my bass playing is more present on this album. Sometimes when I compose, I'm not the kind of person that will compose music for bass, for my instrument necessarily to shine more than other. In my band, maybe I'm the one that have less solo in a show. Not that I can't. But And in this album, it's the contrary. Like, my bass was the core of the music, so there's more present on it, and there's more solo, there's more everything. So, yeah, I hope that people will get this, and they will have a smile, and they will have fun.
Is that kind of your general approach? I mean, this album has a different feel from your previous ones. Is that kind of what you try to do, is evolve your sound and kind of experiment with things?
But I think as an artist, I don't want to be in the same place, like in the same pattern all my life. I want to evolve, like you say. For sure, I will go back to maybe something more jazz rock, but the things that I've learned and I have take in the album I just released out, I want to keep it with me. And I think it's just a process and growing all over my life. I want to create some unique meeting between like musician or music universe that are not normally like meet. Like, for example, last week I have done a music show with a classical wind quintet with the music of Escal. So it's the kind of like musical meeting I want to create with my music now. And I think the music on Escal can help to have this kind of meeting.
I think the thing I'm noticing with a lot of these albums coming out and live music happening is that, you know, the jazz community is starting to build itself back up. How do you see the jazz community coming back stronger, you know, after all of this time away, now that we start returning?
I think there will be a lot of new album in the next year, because for sure many musicians have time to create new music in the last year. So there will be new projects. There will be new projects from young musicians. I hope so, and I see some. And I had the chance to work with a lot of young jazz musician, and we will create a new jazz camp in the province of Quebec this summer. So we will meet a lot of young jazz, future jazz star, I think the scene is very healthy. There's a lot of people that found their way in this kind of music, and there's a lot of new cats in the USA, like GD Beck or Domi, that are shaking things up, and it's very fun to hear and see this. Like, I think there's a new breeze in this music, and I hope so. And I think it's in the DNA of the style to always evolve.
You know, the one thing I noticed is we think about, you know, governments taking care of their people and the mental health and wellness of everybody. I've done a lot of interviews with Canadian musicians over the last few years, and I've noticed how refreshing it is that your healthcare system, they give everybody healthcare free, and the government really gives out grants for people to make albums. I think it's putting their money where their mouth is. I think a lot of governments try to say, yeah, we do these things for our people. But Canada, they really do show that, especially for the artist community.
Oh, totally. And I'm lucky, like, I live in Canada, but I live too in the province of Quebec that help a lot of his artists too. So we have like two possibility of grant. There's grant for traveling, there's grant for many things. It's sometimes when you start to do grants, it's hard because it's easy to get lost in all the terms and everything, but once you get up to it, so, and you understand more, there's money there. And for sure I have help for many of my album from this kind of grant, and I'm very happy. And especially during the pandemic, like all the governments give help financially to many people, and I think it saved a lot of people's life, and it gave chance to some musicians just to compose and continue to create new cultural content. So that is great.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful, and I just wish that there was levels of that existed across the board for musicians, because just not having to worry about health insurance and all of that. I know.
Exactly.
It's huge. Very huge. But again, Carl, man, thank you for reaching out. I really enjoy the music. I'm looking forward to putting it on the show. So I appreciate it. Good luck with everything. And thanks again.
Thank you so much to you, my friend, and keep me in touch when the interview will be out. So thank you very much.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players in Canada, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to Carl for his time, music, and story. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com, and for everything Neon Jazz, go to the neonjazz.blogspot.com. And for all things Joe Domino, go to joedomino.com. And if you feel like it, you can donate a little bit to Neon Jazz via Patreon or PayPal. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.